Thousands of years ago, soldiers' protective armor and shields were sometimes fashioned from tortoiseshell. Today, researchers are again turning to shells to inspire a new generation of armaments. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Benjamin Brouet is a graduate student at MIT's Department of Materials Science and Engineering.
Our ultimate goal is to design a new battle suit for the soldier made of very novel materials. And so my goal within this big project is to find a material that would be lightweight and very resistant to impact. And our idea is to actually study what nature has done among hard biomaterials like seashells or, you know, turtle shells, antlers. And so understand how those materials work, and then finally design new materials, synthetic materials, based on the structure of those biomaterials.
Scientists are particularly interested in seashells because of the strength of their nacre layer.
Nacre is actually the toughest layer that you will find in a seashell. A seashell is composed of different types of layer. The outer layer is one of the hardest, which is about a tenth of an inch thick. So nacre is made of about 95% of calcium carbonate, which really is limestone. And as you know, calcium carbonate is not a very tough ceramic. But still, the amazing thing with nacre is that if you take a little piece of calcium carbonate and a little piece of seashell of the same dimensions, and you try to break both, you will need 3,000 times more energy to break the nacre piece than break the calcium carbonate. So, and that is really why we are interested in this amazing material.
We'll hear more about the structure of nacre and its remarkable durability in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation.